We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Amud starts in the middle of a discussion about using Neser V'chayil to scrub Kalim, and the Gemara said there was one brace that says you could, one brace that says you can't, and the Gemara says, after the Havimina, that maybe the Machloikis is where the Neser V'chayil, you could be miyached them and make them that they're not muks anymore. The Gemara says the Machlekes and the Brises is the Machlekes Ebuna Neb Shimon, if Dov Hashem and Miskavin is Mutter Osir. But the Gemara the Kasha, the one that said that you could use the Neser V'chayil to rub the Kalim, it says you can't do Chafifa Sar with it. But according to Reb Shimon, it's Mutter to do Chafifa Sar because it says in the Mishnah, Nazir Chayfei from a fast face, he's allowed to rub his hair and pull them apart, of a lay sirik, he can't comb his hair. So Gemara therefore said, but they both go like Rabbi Yehuda, and the machlekes really is there a shash of memachek when you're using Neser V'chayil? But according to Reb Shimon, it will be mutter, because even if it would be memachek, it's a dav v'shein nemiskafet, and it's not a psik reisha. So just one nekuda about this, that the Mishnah says, Nazir chayfe from mefasves of a lay sirik, and that goes like Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to rub the hair because hair might fall out, and he also does a miskaven as asir. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to, but you're still not allowed to comb the hair. Why are you not allowed to comb the hair? So Rashi says the vade meister, because combing the hair is a psik resha, it's certainly going to take out the hair. And Taisus brings down the Gemara there, that the Gemara there says because when someone combs the hair, he's mechaven to pull out the hairs that are dangling. The hairs that are medoldoles that are dangling, you mechaven to pull them out when you're combing them. So the Achrenim, really the Rishenim, have a problem. Why did Rashi say it's a psik resha when the Gemara there, like Taisus brings down, doesn't seem to hold it's a psik resha? The Gemara seems to hold that it's because your intention is to remove the hairs that are dangling. The Rivash in Simin Shin Sadik Dalid already discusses this because there was somebody that wanted to be matter combing here on Shabbos. Because he said it's not a psik resha. Combing here is not a psik resha. The reason why a nazir can't comb his hair is because he's intending to get out the dangling hairs. And that's only a nazir. Most people, when they comb the hairs, they do not intend to take out the dangling hairs. A nazir, which has no other way of doing it, so he has a kavana when he combs his hair to get it out. That's what someone in the time of the Rivash wanted him out to combing the hair. The Rivash was very upset. He wrote a tshuva against that and other etayim that this Chacham said. But that's why it's ksas negeil halacha. Even though the Rivash says that yechilik between Nazir and everyone else doesn't have any makar to it, mechateisin is any chilik. And the Rabbah, he brings him out of rayas that Shabbos will be muhammer. You also be chayshish that he'll take off the dangling hairs. But he says that Rashi says that combing the hair is a psik resha. And they argue there a little bit because the Chacham Amater said that combing hair is not a psik resha, even if it's vadai that when you're going to comb the hair, some of the hairs are going to fall out. But since each hair won't necessarily fall out, Vaharaya meant most of the hairs stay in. So since on each hair it's not a psik resha, so each hair is mutter. It's not called the psik resha. Rivash argues very stark. He says, but since in the maisa, it will definitely pull out one hair, even though you don't know which one, but you know that a hair is going to come out, that's called the psik resha, and it means kamerayas. Palakapanim, we have to answer this kasha, because Rashi says combing is the psik resha, and the Gemara in Nazir says that kolaserik lahasir Saris Hamadudolis Mechavin. He's Mechavin to get out the dangling hairs. It's not Mashmas Psik Resha. That means Rashi is not the only one that says it's a Psik Resha. The Pirish Rashi Nazir says that it's a Psik Resha, and he says, can I mean a Begumara? He doesn't even say Lechaya, maybe you'd want to answer Rashi to Tuma Halchim, but he's saying the Gemara there in Nazir means it's a Psik Resha. Also, the Russian Beya, in the second parak, Simon Chav Dalad quotes this thing in passing, and he mentions it's a psik resha. Also, the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Shem Gimel brings the kolbay that says it's a psik resha. Now, it could be the Mishnah itself is mashed that way, like the Arich Misha and Nazir points out, If you're going to say that the pshat by Sayyuk is you're being mechanan to take out the hiz and a medulbul, so what's the chilek really between chayfif and mefasvis and Sayyuk? If none of them are a psik resha, so let it say that it could be chayfif and mefasvis and Sayyuk, umuvach lo yichavan lahashir animin. The chayr depends if he's mechavan. If he's mechavan, even chayfif and mefasvis is also. If he's not mechavan, even Sayyuk is mutter. So you could say it's Chazal and Meshayer that anyone who's being Sayrik is Mechavim, but it's a Shikl Shver. That's why it fits a little better to say that it's a Psik Resha. But the Shail is Vaitam, but the Gemara in Nazir says that Sharis Nimu the Dalam Mechavim, that he's Mechavim to take it out. The Gemara in Nazir is not Mashmas a Psik Resha. So there are a few Mahalchim, actually the Ridva, Hanitvas Michadash, this Ridva wasn't around until this door, but the Ridva, which was Nitvis Michadash, he asks this Kasha, he says, Yesh Makshin, he brings this Kasha from the Rishonim, and he says, when the Gemara there says Mechavin, the Gemara doesn't mean he's Mechavin, like we said. He doesn't read it ice, because then it's not a Chilut in Chayfim, a Fasvis, and Serik. But what does it mean it's Mechavin? The Gemara means that it's a Psik Resha, and Psik Resha blinds Mechavin. That's what it means. When it says La'asaris nimud olam mechavin, it means that it blinds a kavana for the asaris nimud olam mechavin. In Lom, this is called mechavin, but the Gemara really means that it's a psik resha. Mishul Shver, the Rivasha we mentioned, Simon Shin Tzadik Dalin, he says that the pshat is he's not really mechavin to pull out the nimud olam mechavin. When he combs, he's not mechavan really to pull it out. A person's combing the hair. He's not mechavan to pull out any hair. That's a metzias. Navas. He's mechavan to straighten out these niman hamadudolim. That's what he's mechavan. If, let's say, they're tangled, when a person combs the hair, he's trying to comb out the tangles. If the hair is tangled, so he's mechavan to straighten it out. Now, but the niman hamadudolim, straightening them out, is going to pull them out. They're not going to be there and straight. That's not going to happen. When you are going to straighten them out, when you're going to untangle them, that means you're pulling them out. So he's not mechavan actually to pull them out. He's mechavan to untangle them. But that is going to be a psik resha pulling them out. And Karen Ayer says pretty much the same shot. He's mechavan to the rivash. The Arich Mishar in Nazir, he says a pshat that if it's a psik resha, like we said, you can't say that stam that he's mechavan be'etzim, because it just should have said that he could be sarik uvach shalo yichavan, elamai is a psik resha. But the Gemara wants to know, why is it a psik resha the nichalei? He's learning like the Aruch. A psik resha the nichalei is mutter. So here, you're combing the hair, you don't want any of the hair to fall out. You want the hair. You want it combed. Why would he want hair to fall out? Especially he's an Azir. He's supposed to be growing his hair. The Teretz is, the Nichalei is, that the hair that's falling out is anyway hair that's Mudul Dolem. It's just getting in the way. And the Mela for that is Nichalei. So that's what Gemara means Mechavin. The Gemara knew it was a Psik Resha. But the Gemara's problem was, it's a Psik Resha Nichalei. He has no anah from it. The Gemara answers, he has anah from it. He's gaining that the Saras of the Dolem, which aren't serving a purpose, are being pulled out. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chassam Sefer with Rabbi Kiva Eger. There come tshuvas back and forth. I think before the Chassam Sefer married Rabbi Kiva Eger's daughter, has a number of tshuvas written to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked him a question that Taisen Shuvas that Vezim Abezes Mavur, that the Isser of Hashchasis Pas HaRosh is even if you don't use a scissors or a razor, it's even if you just pull it out. So Rabbi Kvega wanted to know, how you let a comb your payas? How you let a comb your payas? It says, a Nazir can't comb his hair, because it's either you say he's mechavin, or you say psik resha, whatever you want to say, you say him say psik resha, but he's not allowed to comb his hair. Also on Shabbos, at the end of Simon Shin Gimel, the Paiskim say, you're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. So how you let a comb your payas, if you're not allowed to take out the hairs of a payas, how you let a comb it? As a effect, Rabbi Kivega. So Chassam Sefer, in the first tshuva, writes that Lamaisa and Zichah Mutter, our Rebbeim and our parents didn't tell us it was Aser, and he himself saw his Rebbe that Kol Mitzvah Peis. So Vaisas Yizich allowed to. Question is why? So he says Be'emesin Yikim Medayke from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Nazir can be Chayiv from a Fasus Avolay Seirik. Why talk about a Nazir? Why not talk about everybody? Benigay the Peis. Elamai the Peis is Mutter. We have to find the reason why. He's Mefalpel different reasons why in the first Tshuva. And Mekvega had written back to him arguing on his reasons. But in the second tshuva, he said the following thing. He brought down this rate, that the Gemara there says that you're mechaven to take out the Saras HaMeludolim, and Rashi here says it's a psikresha, and the answer is rather like the Arich Mishar, that otherwise it would be a psikresha in Lichale. I think his shtickle could fit into any of the terutzim. But the site is that it's a psikresha, and the psikresha is only on the Saras HaMeludolim, the Saras that are dangling. Hazardik Sam Seifa Eba Zay. You could say that Lagabe Nazir, where there's a din of Gadol Pera, that's the din, is a chiv to grow the hair. So even the Saras HaMedudolim blay Pera, and there's an issa to take out the hair, even if they're Medudol. Well, Mechari also means Lagabe Shabbos, where the Paiskim say, Klo, you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos, because there is an issa of Geizes, and Geizes would apply even to a Sar that's Medudol. Vashen Kain, Lagabe Pasa Reish, where the din is that you can't be mashkus the Pasa Reish, Layakif, can't be makif the Reish. So there you could say that the Sar Medulgal, the Negeya Pasa Reish, it's already off. It's already Medulgal. It's not considered that you're being mashkus the Pasa Reish. The Negeya Hilchas Pasa Reish, that here is already gone. So since the combing doesn't take out any of the good hairs, it only takes out the hairs that are Medulgal, so that's a problem Lagabe Nozir, Lagabe Shabbos. It wouldn't be a problem Lagabe Pasa Reish. That's what Sam Sefer says, and like he says to Rabbi Kvega, I don't have to be Machriach, the Heter. Well, I said, the minig is to be Mater. The question is why? To find a good reason why it's Mutter, even if you could say it's not Machriach, because you could say Pasa Reish is also also by Medoldo, but I'll upon him. I gave a reason, and also I have a raya that it's mutter, because it says Nazir Chayfa from Fasus, it doesn't say everyone by payas. So one other reason, this is a good reason, that since it's only a psik resha, and the psik resha is only on the Saras HaMedudolis, Lagabi Pasa Reish, the Saras HaMedudolis are not Nichol and Pasa Reish, that's a Sam Seifer Shtickel. And now let's see the next sugya. The Mishnah had said that when you have a kupa, you matal tzid v'neit, Reb Lezer ben Azariah said, you have to turn it over and take it that way, because if you just take out the pot and leave the basket with the gizit semer the way it is, then you won't be able to return it. And the Chum say, let us just take out the pot and return it. And the Gemara explains that everyone's maskim that if it was a skalkal haguma, meaning that you took out the pot from the gizit semer and now the gizit semer fell in, that you're not allowed to return it. And everyone agrees that Be'etzim, if it wasn't a skalkel, you wouldn't be allowed to return it. And the Machlokes is, are we Cheshish that maybe be in a skalkel? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you have to be Matir Kupa al Tzida because you can't just take it out, we're afraid it might be in a skalkel. And Chachamim weren't afraid for that. Now, why you can't return it if it's a skalkel, Agum is a Machlokes Rishainim. Rashi and Taisus and other Rishainim hold because of Muksa. We're talking about the Gizei Tzema that are Muksa, either the Gizei Tzema Shel Heftik, the ones that Yemenayras Akisiv Hei Neiflois, and if it's Niskalka Laguma, you wouldn't be allowed to return it because you're moving the Gizim, you're not allowed to be Metal to the Muksa. And the Pirish Mishnayas Larambam says that's not the problem. But Tumma Gizit Semen are a Muksa, or there wouldn't be a problem with Total Muksa Batsim. The problem is that once it's Niskalka Laguma, then putting it back is considered a new Atmana. That's what the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayas. And the Beis Yosef says the Rambam leaves it out in the Yad. The Rambam leaves out the whole thing. Because, I guess, Minastam, you would Neman, you don't have to be afraid that it'll be Niskalka Laguma. And that there's like a Chiddush, that when it's Niskalka Laguma, you can't put it back. The Rambam held there wasn't a Chiddush even to write it in the Yad. Because he holds you being making a new Atmana. Malka Bonim, the Shulchan Aruch holds that that's a Shittas Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it as 2 days. Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reishin and Tessiv Gimel. First he says, if you're a Taman with a Dava She'ena Nitel, you're allowed to take it out. You don't have to be afraid it will break. But if it's in Skalkal, you can't, because you can't do Tiltu Muksa. And it means the Yeshayimim, which means the Pirish Mishnah Yisla Rambam, that even if it's not muksa, once it's a skalkal aguma, putting it back blames that tumana metchila b'shabbos. Now the Bi'alacha says that we don't paskin like the Rambam. The Eli Rambam and Kama Peskim say that Rav Yishenim hold the problem is muksa. And vices if it wouldn't be muksa, there wouldn't be a problem if it's a skalkal aguma of making a tumana metchila b'shabbos. I guess because they neman, and it's not called another atmana. You're being matman in the same gizim. What's the difference if it's a skalkal aguma? But the Bir Agra, he brings a raya from the Yushalmi, like the Pirush Mishnayos L'Rambam. The Yushalmi is mavur that if it's a skalkal aguma, then to put it back would be another atmana. Now, Rabbi Kivega asks the Gevaldik Hashayla. Rabbi Kivega says, Bishleima, if the dim would be, you have to be matman it in the original material. So then you could clear by Niskalkal Aguma, is that called it was bottled the first Atmana, and now you're not allowed to be Matman in again, because it blames like Matman Matrila B'Shabbos. But Lamaisa we paskin, in the next Amud, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you could take it out of the Sadinim, thin sheets, and put it in the Glufgrin, in coats, in thicker blankets, or you could take it out of the Glufgrin and put it in the Sadinim. So you see, you'll have to switch the material being matman in it. It's right to not call that atmana b'davish ein ha-meisif hevel on Shabbos. So what could be wrong if it's a skalkal aguma? You'll have to completely switch the material. He blames it tzarechi and gadol. So it could be on the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos alone, you could say that it might be a machlokes tanon. So maybe this Mishnah will go like the tanon that holds that you can't switch it. You just can be meisif and you can't switch it entirely. But on the Shulchan Aruch, it's shver. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Pirush Mishnayos L'Rambam. I mean, he doesn't pass it. He brings it as a Deya. He brings the Yesh Emrim. And yet he says him in Simun Reish and Zayin that you could move it to a completely different sheet. You could move it to a completely different Atmanah. What's the pshat? So the Bi'alacha, it's interesting. He doesn't bring the question of Rabbi Kivega. He just says, V'ayim b'seifa teisus Yerushalayim ha-shakasa b'zeh. I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, he means the Sefer Teferis Yushalayim on the Mishnayos, not Taisus Yushalayim. And the Sefer Teferis Yushalayim answers Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, that only if you have Das, when you take it out, you have Das to put it in something else, that's called the Hemshech of the original Atmana. But when you took it out, you had Das to return it. And now it's a Skalkal Aguma, and it got messed up, so now, if you're going to go and make a new guma, that's called Atmana Metchila. It's only when you take it out of Atmana and Das to put in a different one, then it works. I saw maybe a similar teretz in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, Mishneh Reb Nissen Karelitz, that when the pshat is you still have the original material, so the original Atmana is still considered Kayim, so then you could put in a different material. Hashem came when the original Atmana was Niskalkal, it doesn't exist anymore, so now making a new Atmana would be considered a new Atmana on Shabbos and B'yasir. But Ka'amar, the Rishayim that say it's Muksa, they would seem to hold that Avada wouldn't be Asir, Avada would be called the same Atmana or Hemshech of the original Atmana, and it would be Mutta to do. Now with Muksa, it's interesting, it would seem that the Yisraelites like a Machlekes and Hilchas Muksa between Taisus and the Rosh. Because Taisus says that even like a Blezim and Tadoi that holds Tiltum and Atzad is Loishimei Tiltum, and we pass in that way. But here, you're not allowed to move the gizim because it's worse than Tiltum and Atzat. Shetzarech letaltum eilach ve'eilach kesheroitz lahatmeh, because you have to move it this way and that way when you want to be matmeh. And not so clear what he means. But the Rosh says a lashon, the vada yetaltal agizim biyodeh l'sakin meshe v'akdera. That is going to be metaltal agizim biyodeh l'sakin meshe v'akdera. So, if according to the Rosh, it's Bechlal Man Akasha, why is it a Tiltum and Atzad? He's saying he's metalta with his hands. But Taisus is Mashma, even if it's being metalta with the pot, it is a problem. It's not called Tiltum and Atzad. What's the Svaris of Machlekes? So, the Minchas Aril says Richtig. There's a Taz in Simen Shinches, Sivkan Yudches, that says that when it says there, if you have Atzomis and Klippin on a table, the Shulchan Aruch says, you'll have to be Menayer. Shulchan Aruch, this Sifka of Zion says, you'll have to be Menayer the table. You'll have to pick up the table and shake it off. So the Taz says, you could also take a knife and clear it off with a knife, because that's Tiltum and Atzad. The Behetiv asks the Kasha that the Taz himself in Simon Shinyad Aleph says, you're not allowed to move Muksa with a knife. And here he says, you're allowed to. But the Mishneh Berurah then, the Sharetzion, Sifkan Tzadikei, he says that it's the difference between Tiltum and Atzad, the Tzarek Davra Mutter, and the Tzarek Davra Aser. Here you're doing it to clean the table. That's a davra mutter. So told the minatzad, the tzarek davra mutter is mutter. There, he was talking about moving a mace with a stick or something like that. It's told the minatzad, the tzarek davra aser. And that's aser. But I'll call upon him, the taz calls moving off the tzalmas a klipim with a knife, told the minatzad. And it's mutter, the tzarek davra mutter. Now, the Shulchan Acharan, insemination and tests, brings this tesis, because the Magen Avraham brings this tesis, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't move the pot back into the gizin if the muksa, and the Magen Avraham says that it's not like Toltum and Atzad, because you have to move it Eilech ve'Eilech, so the Shulchan Aruch arrived there, in Kuntrus Acharin says, and that's a Raya not like the Taz. Because according to the Taz, it's also called Toltum and Atzad, because here it's the Tzarek Davar Amut, it's the Du'atmana, it's called the Tzarek Davar Amutur. So what's the problem? It should be called Toltum and Atzad. So Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Pshat in Taisus is like this. Tiltum and Atzad means I'm be'ikur being metaltal the Davar HaMutter. What's happening while I'm being metaltal the Davar HaMutter is that the Davar Aser is being metaltal memela. So that's not called a tiltal. If you're doing a Litzarech Davar HaMutter, that's not called a tiltal. But when I'm using a Davar HaMutter to metaltal the Davar Aser, it's just like Yodei Aricha. I'm just using the knife to metaltal the things. That's called being metaltal the davar aser itself. Doesn't matter, I'm not using my hands. If I'm moving a knife, and agav, the davar aser is coming along, and I'm doing a litzarek davar amutter, that's mutter. But here, if my point of moving the knife is, I'm just using the knife to move the davar amukse, that's a total gum. It's not even a total minatzat. And that's chanantaisis. Here, when I'm taking the pot and I'm moving the gizin, I'm stubbing them, with the pot, that's not a tiltum and a tzad b'chlal. Ken zayin. But then again, the Rosh, that says he's metaltal b'yaday, it sounds like even if he's doing it in this way, being metaltal with the pot, that is called a tiltum and a tzad. So that's the chari, the machlek is tais in the Rosh. Is that called tiltum and a tzad? If you're doing l'tzarech davar amutter, you're being metaltal l'davar aser, not be a dayin. But it's not like you're just being metaltal l'davar amutter and the davar aser is coming along. You're trying to metal the davar aser, but you're using a davar mutter to do it. Like Yodei Aricha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav brings the raya from this taisus that it's aser, but the Taz holds its mutter, and the Taz can go like the Rosh. The Rosh is mashmed and it's mutter. The Rosh says it's only aser when you're doing it b'yadayim. That's the chayyid, the machlekes taisus and the Rosh. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara brings down Rav Huna's memra that a sulkusta, a type of a grass which you put into offer and you take it out of the offer. The Rav Huna said, if you already put it in and out and then you're putting it in again, that's mutter. But if not, it's aser. And Rashi says, because you're moving the offer. And he also, Shmuel also says, by a knife, that you're keeping it between the bricks. If you already put it in and out, then it's mutter. But if not, it's aser. And the Gemara brings a kasha on them, that it says by a lefes that you're allowed to pull it in and out of the ground, as long as it's mixes olav megulim, you're allowed to pull it out of the ground on Shabbos. So vaystais, there's not a problem of moving the offer. So Rashi's mashma that the issue here is tiltul muksa, and the issue is tiltul menatzad. The offer is being moved by itself. You're pulling the knife or the silkusta, the esev, or the lefes, and the discussion is moving the offer. Discussion of Tultum and Atzat. But Taizim, Nafim Dal, it says it doesn't stim because Shafun and Shmuel, he brings Rayas that they hold Tultum and Atzat, Leishimei Tultum. So Mele Taizim, Nafim Dal, and Amalav says that that's not the Yisr. The Yisr is because you're making the Guma bigger. You're making the hole bigger. And when you make the hole bigger, there's an Yisr of a Sea is Guma. It's like Baina. That's the Yisr that we're dealing with. And Azerich Shayd Nechadushi Arashbi here. Now the shaila is, l'maskana, the Gemara says, that it's mutter. So why is it mutter? Why don't you have the isser of asiyas guma, of making the hole bigger? What was the shakla v'tayr? According to Rashi, the shaila is tultum and atzan. According to Taisus, what was the tutzdan, and why l'maisa is it mutter? So there's a long arichas that's brought in the paiskin in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Dalad, where there the mechaber says that you're allowed to put a knife into a chavis, even if the hole gets bigger, and the Ramah says only if it's not a psik resha. And the Truma Sadashin learns in the Ramah that here we're discussing that it's not a psik resha. And that's why it's mutter. And the Shaila is a little bit, so why was Shmuel and and Rav Huna, why did they hold it was Aser? The was a tzad, that's how the Ramah is learning it, and the Chumash Hadeshin had such a tzad. And the Chumash Hadeshin himself was saying in the beginning of the shtick, at least that by Yidurabbanan, there's no Isser of Psik Reisha by Nisa Derabbanan. Chazal will only graze the Psik Reisha by Nisa Deraisa, not by Nisa Derabbanan. But that, the Achrenim there, they bring a lot of rayas that there is a din, that there's an Isser Psik Reisha, even when we're dealing with an Isser Derabbanan. But here, there's a lot of Derabbanan, the Magen Avraham says. It's a Mocha Shein Shicha Lugufa, it's Makalkal, it's Kalachayad, it's Kaif Kalachiyah. There's a lot of different Darabanans mixed together. In such a case, a Psik Reisha is Mutter. And the Bira Grodhi is Maisif. Then he brings the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is on the Rambam, Perek Yubayz, Aloch Yubayz. He brings it, the Magid of Ram, brings it in Simen Shinyad Ches, Sif Kav Mamed Vav, that Mechabe Gechelo Shal Matches is Darabanan. So the question is, why isn't it Mitzarev? So the Rambam says, it's only if you mechaven the tzarev that it's mitzarev. So the Magen Mishnah is saying, why don't you say it's a psik reisha? You have a gechela shel matchas, and you put it out. The Rambam says it's derabanan, it's potter, unless you mechaven the tzarev. Well, even if you're not mechaven the tzarev, why isn't it a psik reisha? So the Magen Mishnah says that in order to be called a tikkun kli, in this case, if you bechlal not be mechaven for the kli, you have no shaychas to the kli, it's not called the tikkun kli. It's not pshat, it's a psik reisha. It doesn't have a shame tikkun kli. L'mashal, if you take a piece of wood, you crack off a piece of wood in order for it to be a toothpick. So that's a issa deraisa of tikkun kli. But if you crack a piece of wood and you have no shaychus to wanting a toothpick, so it's not pshat, it's a psik reisha of tikkun kli. It's bechlal not tikkun kli. It doesn't have a shame tikkun kli bechlal. So same thing with making a hole bigger. If you want the hole to be bigger, that's called baina. But if you're just putting thing in and out of the hole and you bechal don't want the hole to be bigger, that doesn't have a shame baina bechal. That's the chayr what the gayin means in lois of aksaris. The Magen Avraham is, he brings the Magen Avraham also. But the Magen Avraham is saying that if you balance it's an issur derabanan, it's ain't shicha legufa, it's kalachayad, it's ain't a miskavin, has a bunch of derabanan, so male is not a problem of psik reisha. The gayin is saying more, that the pshat is, it's bechlal not called the tikkun kli, it's not called the binyan, if you don't want a harchavas guma bechlal, harchavas guma, that you're not interested in bechlal, that's not a chaleshem binyan klal bechlal. That's the shak of the tie of the Gemara. There's a big arichas there, we're just saying b'kitz and imrats, a little bit the maskana. Also, one more nakuda, that the brisa, the mishnah that they brought, a taimim lefes, that you take the lefes and the sinus, you take the radishes, or the turnips, and you put it under the geffen, and you're just doing it with l'shem atmana. You're not doing it in order to plant it. So then it's not a problem of kalayim, it's not a problem that you're doing kalayakarim, it's not a problem of shviyas, not a problem of meiser, even what grows from it. And it's itol and b'shabbos, it's not a problem of you moving the muks of the ground, because it's tultum and atzad, or it's not a problem of making the hole deeper, like we explained. Now Taisa says, he says at the end, that's only when you're doing it l'shem atmani, you're just hiding it there, you're just storing it there. But if you're mechaven that it should be netiyah, even though it didn't take root b'chlal, you are cheshish l'kulan, Taisa says. That would be a din derabanan l'chayra, but the pshat is then it would be a problem of klayim, shviyas, and meiser, and l'chayra would sound like it would be a problem of Shabbos also. The Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Shinyan Aleph says, that would be a problem of Shabbos. If you planted a lefes or a tznain and it didn't take root b'chlal, you're not allowed to remove it from the ground because it blames kilu it's mechuber and it's kilu you're doing kaitzer. And that's how he passes in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simen Shinyan Aleph. For the Magen Avraham there, he asks the kashas in the first Gemara early in Daf Mem Hey that the Gemara is discussing if there's muksa b'chitin shazara b'karka. If you take chitim and you plant them in the ground, is there a problem with muksa? The Gemara comes out, ain muksa b'shimenela, gregus et smukim levad. But you see that you put the chitim in the ground in order to plant them, and you see you're allowed to take them out. So it's a mefurish Gemara that putting chitim in the ground in order to plant them is not a problem. Why should lefes and saints' name be different? So the Magen Avraham holds halacha l'maisa that when Taisus says Chayiv Mishum Chayshish Mishum Kulam. He doesn't mean Shabbos. He just means Klayim Shvius and Meiser. But he's not talking about Shabbos. And Rabbi Kveger brings a right to the Magen Avraham for the next Taisus that way. He's masking to the Psak of the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rishonim say like the Beis Yosef, the Rekech, the Ramban, the Meiri, they say klar that even for Shabbos will be Asur. And the Kasha, the Meiri, says that the Chitim is talking about they're not covered b'chlal. You didn't put them in the ground. You put them on the ground, but you didn't put them in the ground. So if it's on the ground, even L'shem Zriya, you still could take them. But if it's in the ground, L'shem Zriya, then you're not allowed to take them on Shabbos. That's what the Meiri says. The Levush has another chilek that by chidim you can know for sure when it's planted. You could see clearly when it's planted, when there's a shrush. There's no chash. Levus and Snain, it's hard to tell when it takes roots. So there's more of a chash there. Other achreinim give other chilukim. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that once you did it there, l'shem zriya, it is asur and it's different than chidim.